Blog Talk Radio.
Oh!
exalted worshiper, Lord. I worship him. Come on, he's brought you over some mountain. Come on, tell him thank you. Come on, tell him thank you. That's it, let's worship the Lord. He desires our praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you.
Song needs no introduction. The other day in rehearsal, Aretha began to sing it. When she got to the part that says, through many dangers. And I looked over at her and saw the tears rolling out of her eyes. Because never did we think, I think 20 years ago, that God would do great things for us. Can I get a witness here today?
That's right.
That same old grace.
Yes,
they call it God's amazing. Oh, amazing. Amazing grace.
My, good morning. Good morning. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, Reverend, when you hear these songs, worshiping and praising the Lord like that, man, then you bag up and just say, man, you know it's a God. Because when Aretha sung that song just then, my brother, it's not an emotional thing to me. I didn't know what the words mean, but now I understand His amazing grace. Because it wasn't nothing, Reverend. Sisters and brothers, that God sold us on last night to let us see the day. It was because of His mercy, man. Because we tried to do some pretty good things yesterday, Reverend. But it was mm-hmm. His mercy, His grace.
That's right.
And merit, the favor that He has for the church. So I'm going to tell you this here. If it be God's will. Well, because you don't know the hour. I don't know the hour.
But that's
if it
right.
be God's will,
that's
if
right.
He extend this day a little longer, I just want to say thank you. If you come mm-hmm. along with me right now, Reb, and I know we don't hardly have 2 minutes, but let me tell you something, Reb. What I've learned is whether two or three gather in His name, that He's
come
in
on.
His name.
That's all we
so
need.
So I thank God that the ones that come out faithfully trying to get closer to
yes.
the Lord, or maybe just want to start that day off in the word of the Lord. So we want to just not to fail you in no kind of way, but we want to tell you it is God's amazing grace. It is nothing we did on this side. It was so great that He allowed
right.
me to say, I want you to know this from the bottom of my heart. If we could do good to get in heaven, oh, real? Did you was
mm-hmm.
in real? If we can do good to get to heaven, a lot of you know we ain't gonna make it. We can't do enough of this body to make it in. We just like what? Filthy rags before his presence.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanna tell you, trust in the Lord. Lean not to thy own understanding. Trust
right.
in every way in His righteousness. And I guarantee you keep on doing that soon and very soon we'll all get to say. Well done. He'll say, well done, my faithful servant. Use over a few things, but come on up. I'm going to make you with me. So I want to just tell you this more. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that I know He's here. I want to say thank Him for just being God who He is. I want to say thank you
right.
because I didn't come with no supplication this morning, Lord, because I know you know my heart. I
yes.
come just like the rest of us before you, Father God. And we asking you, Father God, to bless this ministry. Lord,
mm-hmm.
that it always lift up the kingdom, Lord. It will never tear down, Lord. If it does, it builds back up, Lord. Lord, let your holy word preach and teach to your people, Lord. Move in our heart, Lord, that we always try to counsel with you, Lord. Let the counsel of your word meditate in our heart, Lord. Let it speak to us, Lord. Let us know that, Father God, that we got a long ways to go, Lord. But Lord, we came from a long ways as well, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to bless us this morning, Lord. Bless
yes,
us, Lord, with your love. Bless us with your presence, Lord. We believe, Father God, when praises go up, blessings come down,
yes.
Lord. So, Lord, we just want to
yes.
thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the fellowship
mm-hmm.
of the ones that try to be steadfast, Lord. We know, Father God, you're making a count on these things, Lord. A lot of folks might have
mm-hmm.
stopped coming. Maybe doing other things right now, Lord. But, Lord, we know, Father God, that the ones who have been steadfast and unremovable to your word, Lord. Lord, we come right here and ask you, Lord, to move in our heart in the scripture read today, Lord. We ask you, Father God, that if we come, Lord, carefully in your word, Lord, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, so we can receive your word today, Lord. Teach us, Lord, and preach to us, Lord. And have your way in the word. And we ask you, Father God, if there's someone still going through, Lord. Someone still going through or traveling on that way of transition or laying someone down the road. Lord, we ask you to give peace, Lord, and strength
yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, Lord. There are some people might not never hit the one button, Lord. Might not never let us know, Lord. But, Father God, we're all going in or coming out, Lord. One of the part of the prayer you gave to your disciples, Lord, keep me from temptation and deliver me from all evil, Lord, because I know thou is the kingdom and the power and the glory, Lord. I like that part because I know when we start lifting you up and start praising you, Father God, no matter what we're going through, everything will be all right, Lord. We don't understand right now, but we feel like in the by and by, it will be all right, Lord. So bless, Lord, in this day. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus.
Rev. Dr. Holy Lord. Revelation. Revelation, mm-hmm. Rev.
Yes, sir.
We're still dealing with the Jehovah, but it's transitioned into mm-hmm. the shepherd, right? But there were some people. So I just want you to know, because we hang on death too hard. You know, folks think death is a bad thing. I want you to know, only time death is bad is when you're out the will of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. When you're not in mm-hmm. the book of life. So I want to take you to a scripture, Reverend, that we read it 100,000 times maybe. I just want to go back over y'all on mine. It's
okay.
Chapter 7. And beginning at verse 13. There was a question asked to someone, and he told the brother he already knew the answer. Help me, Holy Spirit. Don't you know a lot of us know the answer, and we deny the Spirit? One of the scriptures said this, Reverend. He said, harden not your heart the day you hear my
sir.
Book.
Yes,
I know I'm in the book. He said, harden not your heart the day you hear my voice. Now, I don't know about you. Thousands and thousands of years going to go by, but his word would never change. Heaven and earth will move, but his word would never change. I don't care how much they books they write. I don't care how they look at things. The word of God remains the same. Look how it reads, Reverend. Revelation. I ain't gonna hold you long, Rev, because I gotta throw this thing in high. Yeah, watch this here. And one of the elders answered and said unto me, what are these which are arrayed? Watch this, Reverend. White robes. And white
mm-hmm.
robes. It was Cain day. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest, he said to me. These are they which are came out of great tribulation, have washed their robes and made them white. Well, watch this, Reverend. Now, this is going to sound kind of crazy if you don't understand the word. In blood of the Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to keep on going, Reverend. Therefore, are they before the throne of God, help me, Holy Spirit, serving
yes.
him
yes, sir.
Day and night in his temple.
Mm-hmm.
And he's look what he did, Reverend. And they sit on the throne, shall dwell, what, amongst them. I like this thing.
All right.
And they shall hunger no more, neither thirst
mm-hmm.
anymore. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor the heat any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of them, all the throne, shall be feeding them. And shall, look what watch this, Reverend. And shall lead them into living fountain of water, and God, now watch this here now we're dealing with Jehovah now, and God,
mm-hmm.
now again, we're dealing with Jehovah right now, he said, and
mm-hmm.
God to wipe away all tears from their eyes, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So I'll
right.
tell you like this, just because we've been around a little while, I just said, God, I ask God to bless to hear the readers in the due of his word right now. I
mm-hmm.
want to tell you the words that we try to come to you right now. It's encouragement right now. We want to tell you that there are some people have left this earth, right, spiritually. There are some people
mm-hmm.
in rest right now, Reverend. And this
mm-hmm.
elder said he's seen some. and they have some white robes on, Reverend. And he asked the angel. Then the angel told him, he said, you know. Reverend, you know. These are
yes,
the
ones
came through the tribulation who were washed with the blood of the Lamb. Don't you know everybody who passed on that knew the Lord in the absence of this word? Don't you know they're in the presence of the Lord right now? Don't you know he is with them right now? Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. Don't you know we are in fellowship with the Lord? So I love the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. I know that he sees us, Reverend. I know that he's in the midst of us, Reverend. I know for the shout out from my heart, I know he's with us. I tell you, look, Reverend, as we come with a humble submission right now, Reverend, I ask you to do something for me. Anytime that someone is in their need of encouragement, we always try to our best to give them the words and be strong, you know. God have it fully controlled, but sometimes when you're hurting so bad, Reverend, you know what I'm talking about, I just can't go with that, Reverend. I need a little bit more, Reverend, because my mother's not here, Reverend. My father's not here, Reverend. My friends is gone. My auntie gone. Reverend, I'm hurting, Reverend. I can't understand, Reverend. But you just took me to Revelation, Reverend. I knew my mother. I knew my father had tried to get there. I knew my brothers and sisters I knew had a connection with God. So you telling me what the scripture said, we're going to be the ones that come over through the tribulation. That's what you tell me this prophecy says. Man. So I want you to tell me this, Reverend. How can I know the man? The one that washed him with the blood. The one that washed him, he took some red blood and made him wear some garments white. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, we're looking at the spiritual thing when we're saying this here. So I want you to know right now that there are going to be some people in heaven that it won't be because they did something so good on this side. It's because of the connection with the Father and the Son. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I believe you got to try to live holy. I believe you got to tie yourself up to the sanctification. I believe you got to separate yourself amongst the people. I really believe that scripture, Reverend. But I also believe that God has to be the one to get us in through his Son. That's why he said when we get there, see, he ain't talking about no fleshly hunger. He talking about the spiritual hunger. Somebody they won't thirst anymore. They won't thirst after his righteousness, his love that he had for the church. Mm-hmm. See, right now we thirsting for him. We want to be with him. We hungry for him.
Right before
his presence right now, and we want him to come in and help us understand this transition. I might as well tell you, brothers and sisters, this God plan is talking about the end time. You know, we're not trying to pickle your man to get the rich. We're not telling you can go out there, rub on a genie, and you're going to get everything in your hand. So I'm telling you, we're talking about salvation. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You with me with that? We're talking about salvation.
Yes, sir.
Well, you might not believe what I just read. You might not. I need to tell you what's going to happen around that area, because this is what happened, Reverend. He said over here in Revelation 20, help me, Holy Spirit. Look what he said. I'm going to back up and get a little history right here. Look what he said, verse 5, 25. But the rest, the dead live not again unto the 1,000 years which finished. This is the first resurrection. He said, blessed and holy is he that have part in the first resurrection. One says to the second death has no power, but they that which but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when this 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be loose out of his prison. Help me, Holy Spirit. They're talking about the Armageddon right here. He gonna have God. See, you got a chance. See, all of us want to come in that first rapture, Reverend Henry.
That's
all
right.
We want to come in that first rapture. But if not, if God allows us to stay here, that's what we talked about a few weeks ago, about that 666, the mark, you know, the name, you know what I'm talking about. You're going to have to be able to do what we call today, choose who you're going to serve. If you want to eat by itself, you got to take on this spirit. But I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of us going to get caught up in the first rapture, but not the second death. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, watch this here. Let me ease on down and get a little more information. Verse 11 says, I saw a great white throne. Hey, help me, Holy Spirit. And in him that sat on it, was whose face was of the earth, and the heavens fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, the small and great, standing before God, Reverend Henry, and the book was open. And another book was open, Reverend Henry, which is the book of life. And look what it says. And the dead which were judged out of those things which are written in the book according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead, Reverend Henry, and which was in it. And the death had, look what it said, hell delivered of the dead, which was in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. Death and hell was cast into a lake of fire. This is the second death, Reverend Henry. And whosoever should not found written in the book of life will be cast in the lake of fire. So I want to tell you, help me, Holy Spirit. I want to tell you, it's real. Hell is real. So if you want to have a part in hell, now this might not sound right. What in hell do you want?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what in the hell? You see what it's going to be doing? A burning and lake of fire. Why would you want to go there, Reverend? Why you want to go there, Eric? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to tell you, for the sake of for understanding, God has made a plan for you. If you're in the book of life, you don't have to worry about this. But if you're in that book of works and he judge you by your dead work, brothers and sisters, you will be going to hell. So what the angel told to the elder, you might be like one of us, be one of the first one in that first resurrection. Help me, Holy Spirit. That you don't have to worry about that because you'll be in his arms. That's why we try to teach it. That's why we try to preach it. This is a living Bible. Don't put your Bible up and watch this, Reverend, and don't never read it. You know what I'm talking about? Read your Bible. Study your Bible. Study the Bible to cleanse you. I'm not saying you're going to be perfect, but I'm going to say this here. As closer you get to God, Reverend Henry, as closer you get to God, Eric Brown, as closer you get to him, the closer he get to you. Help me, Holy Spirit. I know about it. Because he wants to have a fellow. He wants to have a relationship with us. And having a relationship ain't just picking him on Sundays only. So having a relationship with somebody, you got to have with you every day.
Every day. Yes, sir.
This thing here, you got to pick up. I'm not going to say you ain't going to mess up. Oh, I'm not going to say you bump your head. It ain't how you fall. It's how you get on up and start this race back over again.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, as you get closer, the most steps won't happen like that no more, Reverend. Reverend, I gotta do something, Reverend. Can you help me with the internet? Can you finish it off? Can you get it? I got to step out for a minute.
Yes, sir.
You got it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. Truly God. Truly God has blessed us, has made a way this day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Where the question was asked. Praise the Lord. Who were these that was arrayed? And why question was asked that? And whence they come. And it was answered and told them, you know, these are the ones that come out of great tribulation. And, you know, it makes you look at, you know, you don't mind suffering now. Hallelujah. But see, it's a blessing when we suffer for the Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's a blessing when we suffer for Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, but especially if it's for righteousness' sake, hallelujah, to being right, hallelujah, because we live in a world, man, where right is wrong. The thing, the principles, the moral that we stand upon, that we were instilled in us, that we grew up on, that's wrong, man. Oh, because of this old world don't want the things of God, neither does it want God, but, oh, hallelujah, he blessed us. Thank you, Lord, that we shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat for the Lamb. Here over here, the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them, shall lead them unto living foundations of water. And God, hallelujah, God, he does it even now. He wipes away our tears. He lifts our heavy burdens, hallelujah. Even now, as we strive to do the things of God, it gets rough sometimes. The way it gets weary and tough sometimes. But God, hallelujah, upholds us with his with his strengthening us, hallelujah. Though sometimes we have to shed brownie tears through loss of loved ones, but God, hallelujah, specializes in things, hallelujah, that are thought impossible. What he does is as we struggle, hallelujah, to be pleasing in his sight, hallelujah. When burdens get heavy, hallelujah, and oh, hallelujah, and our hearts are overflooded sometimes with the troubles of this world, God instills within us strength, hallelujah, to carry on. No matter how dark it looks or how dim the day, God still gives us that spirit to fight on. So this is what we're thankful for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them. He does that even right now. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven. God will spiritually feed you now. If you don't believe it, just pick up your Bible. You can start at the beginning. In the beginning was the word. Hallelujah. 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 Pick up your Bible and read over there in Psalms. Hallelujah. 120, where it talks about the Lord. Hallelujah is my help. Hallelujah. Where it talks about I will look unto the hills from which all my help cometh. My help coming from the Lord that feeds your spirit when your spirit is weak and weary. Hallelujah. That still Jehovah being a provider. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he's a battle axe in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. David asked David when David over there in the 40s, he said, I waited patiently for the Lord and he inclined to me. That's still being God as a protector, a provider, a healer, a deliverer. This is whom we serve. Hallelujah. This is whom we adore. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For they shall hunger no more. When you come to the Lord, you won't hunger anymore. But for you are complete when you come to him. He will make you complete. All that you want or need, you can find it. And our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, hallelujah. So we thank him. We thank him for what he has done for us this day, this hour, this moment. We thank him how he has blessed us. We can only come to him, hallelujah, if he beckons us, if he calls us. And we thank him how he blessed us to answer the call. See, because men, women, they won't always obey God, hallelujah. But I'm glad that he keeps us, hallelujah. He keeps us with a mind to want to please him, with a mind to want to follow him, with a mind to turn aside and start our day off correct. As we say, start our day off right with God. As wake up in the morning, first tell him, thank you, Lord, for letting me see a day I haven't seen before, and ask him to forgive you for all your sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. And just start your day off with thanksgiving and then open the word, hallelujah, and so it can encourage your heart, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, you know, sometimes the word of God is swift and it cuts between the bone, the marrow, the joint, and it may cut you. It may not be favorable unto you, but as long as God is speaking to you, be happy with that, hallelujah. Anyone have a loved one, and you may have a fight or you may have a falling out, but when that loved one, hallelujah, hallelujah, when that loved one, hallelujah, stops speaking to you, oh, that's when you have a big problem in your hand. Hallelujah. But when, as long as you can have them talking to you, you feel like you're all right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But we thank him. Hallelujah. We thank him for when he talks to us. We know he's walking with us. We know he's guiding us. We know that he's leading us. That still we come to know him differently from just the Almighty from afar, but we come to know him close up, and we thank him, hallelujah, for this, how he blessed us to know him. Thank him for Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Rapha, hallelujah. We thank him, hallelujah, and we praise him this day in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Would there be one? would there be one? Hallelujah. Wants prayer, we're here. just want to tell God thank you. Praise the Lord. Just want to tell him thank you. So we thank him so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. God has blessed us. Oh, hallelujah. What a golden nugget. Justice and mercy combined. Justice and mercy combined. Oh, I know you're right about it. You know, we deserve justice for our acts. Well, we all have sinned and come short. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God in his an abundance of mercy and grace that he's shown towards us. Here you have Nahum, first chapter 1-9 of scriptures. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, Nahum 1-7. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. God's justice and mercy intersect at the cross. At the cross. Where I first saw the light in a song we used to sing, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith that I have received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm happy all the day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this blessing. Hallelujah. You can be happy. The whole truth about God is good news. He is judge, but because of Jesus, he is also our refuge. Hallelujah. In God's awesomeness, in God's judgment, he is a judge, the judge truth, highly, and in righteousness. But because of Jesus came, highly, our mediator, our advocate unto the Father, he is also our refuge. He's the Savior that took our hand. He reached down to when we could not reach up high enough, and he connected our hand back to God's hand. Hallelujah. He is our eternal salvation, our help in the time of trouble. And not only in the time of trouble, he can be a mighty counselor. Hallelujah. Not only is he a provider, hallelujah, but he's a protector. Not only is he a protector, but he is a keeper of keeping you. Hallelujah. Not only will he keep you, not only will he protect you, not only will he provide for you, but he can be your help. Hallelujah, when you are weak. God is made perfect. Hallelujah, when you are weak. Well, when you are weak, you depend on him even more so. But the thing about it, when you're strong, you feel like you can carry it all by yourself. But when you are weak, hallelujah, knowing that you have to realize and depend on him. He is your help. Hallelujah. And we thank him. Praise the Lord. Beautiful, ain't it? For that justice and mercy combined. Also, full son she gives us. Full son. Children of the light walk in his light. Hallelujah. The scripture here says that believers are children of light. This means that we need to live in the full light of God's presence to thrive. Hallelujah. I hear you. If we try to live in darkness, we will produce nothing but fruitless deeds. I hear you. Ephesians 5:3-4. But if we are living in the light of Jesus, the light of the world, we will produce the fruit of his light, which is good, faithful, and true. Now, he wants us to go forth and let our light so shine. When I was younger, we sung a song, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." Shine. You don't have to be a well-known evangelist to let your light shine. You don't have to be one that's standing, proclaim so profound word. But what you can do, just love God and show the love that he gave to you, show it to someone else, and try to live best as you can. Do unto others you would have them to do unto you, and show them the love that God has shown you. And that, and the way you do that is this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. If someone says shine, 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 I'm going to let it shine. We thank God. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord. Hallelujah for his goodness, for his greatness, for these golden nuggets that he gave us, full sun. Also, he gave us, thank you, Lord, justice and mercy combined. Thank you, Lord, for your justice. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your truth. Thank you, Lord, for being all that we need. Hallelujah, all that we need. Praise the Lord. Beautiful day. Would there be one? Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. If not, we'll pray. Hallelujah. Continue to let God have his way. In Jesus' name, Father God, we come right now in the humblest way that we know how, Lord, thanking you for what you have done for us. Thanking you for the way that you have made for us. Thank you, Father God, for times past. You've been all that we need and all that we hope and all that we look for. We find it in you, Father God. Hallelujah. Bless us, Father God, to continue to seek after the things that would be pleasing in thy sight. Father God, to continue to make us vessels that you can use in your service, Father God. We just want to tell you, we thank you, we love you, oh, Father God. The things that you would look upon us and find something that is displeasing, we ask that you would remove it, Father God, that we may go forth to let our light so shine. In Jesus' name, just want to love you, Lord, and tell you thank you, Father God. Just want to love you, Lord, and say, Father God, we are thankful that we are yet, hallelujah, in thy service. We're thankful, Father God, that you're yet deciding to use us, Father God. We're so thankful, Father God, that hallelujah, that you saved our souls one day, Father God. We're so thankful, Father God, that you saved us from a burning hell. We're so thankful, Father God, that oh, hallelujah, you looked unto us and you looked unto our lives and gave us new life, a new walk, a new talk, a new creature in you. In Jesus' name, we just want to say that we love you, Lord. Thank you for the message and the messenger on this day. Thank you for giving us this day our daily bread. Continue to, we pray for those, Father God, that you're going through, those that are waiting for, hallelujah, healing to the body, Father God. Look on each and everyone's special need, and even the brokenhearted, bereaved in heart, those that lost loved ones. We pray for them as well. Give them your strength. Give them your comfort, Father God. Oh, we still bind these sicknesses that the body has been afflicted with, COVID-19, hallelujah, coronavirus, and these new variants, Father God. We pray in the name of Jesus for also, Father God, for sugar diabetes, for cancer, for, oh, Father God, oh, hypertension, high blood pressure, Father God, oh, even strokes, Father, anything that would harm the body, we ask, Father, that you cover it. We still believe that you are a healer, Father God. Hallelujah. We still believe that you are a way maker. We're still hoping and depending and trusting upon thee. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you and we love you. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I mean, in general, I wanted to bring our daughter so that they could hear about some of these women.
All right, good morning, everybody. Good morning. I wanted to just end the weekend with all of us lifting our voice in praise.
I almost think that this is going to be the best event because the music itself is going to be off the wall crazy.
Right in the beginning, we were like, oh, yes, hallelujah. What came next surprised everybody. I said to BB, you know what needs to happen. He said, got it. And then it happened gospel singer B.B. Winans stepped into the audience and started passing the microphone.
And I know a train still comes over you.
B.B. handed the microphone to Shirley Caesar.
But it changed my mind yesterday. And it changed my heart yesterday. The thing that you used to do.
Oh, honey, it was over. It was all over. It was just over. I knew you could not have Gladys Knight and Dionne Warwick and Patti LaBelle and Shirley Caesar, the mother of gospel music here. You could not have all of them anywhere and not have Jesus show up. Jesus showed up and showed out.
Dionne, can you take us down that walk?
I'm changed.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad, I'm so glad, so, so glad, so glad, oh, him, from a special place, he took away all the pain, of the years, and unchanged.
Spontaneity was the force. It was spectacular.
Love, oh, 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 came into my life, and now I want it every day.
These legendary singers blew us away, and not one note was planned or rehearsed.
Oh, oh, oh,
I was sitting there watching it go down. I'm looking at this person in the mic, and I'm like, oh, man.
And they were passing the mic around. I'm like, oh, I hope they don't come near us.
For the change, from this day, we won't walk the same. We gonna walk taller. We gonna think higher. We gonna be better.
It was so funny because all the white folks were like, what is going on here? My Lord, this is really something.
Don't you change your mind. I changed my life because of you. I feel so free. I feel so happy.
For the rest of my life, I think that may be the most transcendently spiritual moment I've ever been part of.
You can't imagine sitting there in this spectacular environment and feeling the Spirit of God and celebrating the blessing.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
I've never experienced anything like this before in my life.
I'm just absolutely floored. And my thing leaving here, I'm going to dream bigger and dream more.
It was all clear to me.
Oh.
Oh. I'm supposed to continue this amazing, incredible, how could we ever live up to it, example. And we will live up to it.
Oh, happy day.